Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
Celine's Flowers and Gifts have contacted us. Celine, what part of Bavaria are you in?
I'm in Talla in Dublin.
Oh, Talla, Bavaria. Yeah, Talla. T-A-L-L-A-G-H-T. Wonderful spot.
That's
Tell
it.
Us, whereabouts in Talla are you?
In Village Green in Talla, in the heart of the village.
Oh, beautiful. Near the church.
Absolutely, yeah. Not far from the Priory Church.
Beautiful church. Okay. And what do you say you want a pandemic of kindness? Go ahead. And you start.
Pandemic of kindness.
You started,
will be very
Celine.
Nice,
okay.
Yeah.
So what have you done?
We started today.
Right.
I'm still working remotely from home.
And okay.
In the last couple of weeks, we've just noticed people are just on a very, very low ebb. And we were trying to think, how can we just bring a little bit of lift to people? So we came up with an idea of 5 bouquets every Friday left outside the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And all I ask for people is to pick one up and re-gift it to somebody. An act of kindness, and just say, how are you? Just ask them, how are you? No matter what part of the country you're from, it might be, how's the form, or how's she cutting, or what's the story? All right there, but whatever it is, but just ask people, just a deeper message, how are you? And if there's anything you can do, just do just that little small gesture to people. Just ask them how they are. Could be a postcard, a little letter through their letterbox. Just something nice, just to let people know they're on their own.
Just to be clear, Celine, your shop is closed.
My shop is closed. I miss it terribly.
Is your shop closed?
It's been closed since March. Over the years, it was pretty much known as a wedding flower shop. And that was a kind of the business that we had to kind of, you know, gone towards, and the corporate end of things as well.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. I still have my website open. I still have the phones open. I'm doing a delivery only service at the moment until we can reopen the shop. And we'll be fine.
So you're saying somebody sent me in a photograph now. There's 5 beautiful bouquets of flowers spread along the path outside in beautiful red boxes and orange wrapping on the path outside your closed flower shop.
Shuttered shop, yes.
Your shuttered shop. And are they still there?
Oh, yes, yeah. Somebody is outside the shop, and just to give them, at no cost to anybody, just to re-gift them just show a bit of kindness, spread the kindness, a pandemic of kindness.
But that's the key, that if you are there and lucky enough to be there when the 5 bouquets are put out and you take a bouquet, you're not taking it for yourself.
Please not, no, please re-gift it.
You're re-gifting it, and that could be to a neighbour, to an older person, to somebody you meet on the street as you're walking down through the village in Talla. But the key is
somebody smile today.
Isn't that brilliant? Okay. No, I think the key is, Celine, on the one hand, when Lisa Marie was telling me about the idea, I said, should there be people just grab the flowers and run? But you're saying if you're taking the flowers, the contract is that you give them to somebody else.
Yes, please.
Magic.
Yes.
Well, how did you come up with that? I can understand the idea of, of acts of kindness, but the way you've extended it and said, if you get this bunch of flowers, please take them, but please give them.
Well, you know, when you give something, a gift to somebody, it makes you feel good about yourself too.
Yeah,
and the recipient as well feels good too. So it's multiplying the act of kindness.
Okay.
Now, I've also extended. I'm living in Glen of Amal, and we've 2 very local shops here in Dunard and 1 in Glen of Amal, O'Keefe's in Dunard and Sandra in the Glen shop. And I've also sent bouquets down there too, just spread a little bit of kindness, please.
And how can you afford to do this?
It's not about money. The phone calls I've been taking in the last 2 weeks, people are very, very upset. They're going lower than they have been. And it's just something to give back. I've been there for 30 years and I'm not there now and I miss it terribly. And it's just to kind of, just to give something back.
And I think if, again, it's a theme that's emerged, not planned throughout this programme, that is that these are, for many people, dark times, and we have to try and, everyone, and we, I include everyone in we, and we go through dark times, I include everyone in that we as well, and we can help others, I include all of us in that we as well, that that we need to be extraordinarily conscious. One, if we're slipping into our own darkness, or two, if we become aware of someone else is slipping into a darkness, to reach out and talk about taboo subjects that may not have been talked about before. But I think it's a magnificent gesture. It's called Celine's Flowers and Gifts. And I know when Lisa Marie said to you, do you want the names and all given out, you said no, but I'm going to insist that you do it. What is your website?
If you have one. Is irishflowershops.com.
Okay.
And most people, like the Tala people, have supported me greatly over the last 30 years. You know, I owe them a lot, you know, and this is only a very, very small gesture. But what I hope to do now, every Friday, from now till Christmas, I'll be doing the same thing every week. And just... hopefully it brings a smile to somebody's face.
And when you, it's a Fiver Friday, but what you're doing is you're leaving out five bunches of flowers for people.
Yeah.
It's Fiver Friday free Fiver Friday. Now, I'm very conscious of business being up against the wall, but it's a remarkable act of kindness on your part. And you're doing this every Friday until the Friday before December 25th?
Absolutely, yeah. And I would love other businesses to get on board.
If they can.
I know. Times are hard for everyone. But it makes me feel good doing something. And maybe in these dark times, it might make other business people just kind of give them a bit of a lift, give them something back.
And the other thing was that was catching on, Celine, went before the coffee shops all indoors closed, was when you went into a coffee shop, you can pay forward. Wasn't that the phrase for a cup of coffee for somebody else who might have been going through a hard time? But it's a lovely gesture. But the key, the unique selling point is you take the flowers, but you give the flowers to somebody else.
Re-gift.
Okay. Yeah. Celine, you mind yourself.
And you mind yourself.
Yeah, down in the beautiful Glen of Amal and Dunard, another beautiful beautiful village in Wicklow / Dublin, but Wicklow is the official address. Thanks, Celine. That's Celine's Flowers and Gifts. They're closed. They're shuttered on the main street in Tala, in the village there. But as I say, I've tweeted the photograph on @JoeLiveLine, and you can see the five gorgeous bunches of flowers, which are free with a little twist. And it's a free fiver, five bunches of flowers free, but they're free for you to gift to somebody else. And as I say, five or one, five or five or one.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.